Welcome to Think of the Children. It's a premiere podcast in which we don't have an intro because I forgot to think about one before I hit record today, apparently. My name has been Owen Piper. No, not has been. That implies the show's over. My name is Owen Piper. I'm a disaster.
My name has been known to be J-Lit in the past, but it still is, because apparently we're doing this episode in the past tense. I was not informed of this, and I demand that we have better memo services.
You did demand that we had better memo services.
Oh, okay, well then Owen, I have something to tell
you. You had something to tell me.
Yeah, I had something to tell you, and I still do. This is, can we not do this? This is horrible. I don't want that.
What do you have to tell me, Jay?
I spent all of our money from the last week on the memo service.
Okay, so it's your own fault. I was about to ask
but
you
it how... it turns out, using chinchillas...
Okay.
...is not a good memo service.
It's not great. No, they kind of... Especially when you write, you know, the memos on pieces of cheese, because then the chinchillas just eat them. And then
yeah, because I spent a lot of money on, like, artisan cheese, and then they ate it. And then a lot of them had, like... I don't even know if chinchillas can eat cheese.
Cheese, no, neither do I. I just...
I imagine they probably can't.
Well, like, you know, if it starts with the same letter, they can eat it. Like, you know. Yeah.
Is that a rule?
Sure. Why not? You know, horses eat hay. Yeah. Cows eat...
cum.
That was where my mind went to at first. And then I thought, let's maybe step away from the cum hole.
We were literally all thinking it. I just said it.
Because I was about to ask you, how did Think of the Children... I forgot we ruined our own podcast last week.
Did we actually?
Was that the final?
We ruined our own show last week because, like, we just—it was a very bad episode.
Ironically, I thought it was a funny
episode. It was very funny. We had Fuck Jigsaw, which is my favorite. I love him.
I did like that one.
Fuck Jigsaw's coming back, definitely, for sure. He's a new recurring character on the podcast. But yeah, we ruined our own show last week. It was the 2019 podcast stroke of the pyramid scheme. It's good to know that all the money got wasted on a chinchilla messenger service.
Yeah.
Do they have like tunnels in like, you know, the ceilings or whatever? Have you like built?
Oh,
I had
specialist tubes made that go throughout the entirety of the office, but obviously because we had to get a drilling surprise to the Alps,
are they like...
train people to survive in the Alps, train the chinchillas to survive in the Alps. Like we had to buy bivouacs for the fucking chinchillas in case they got trapped. Just a whole thing.
Did we? Are they like pneumatic pipe tube things? Like those old like. Pipe things you put in all offices.
I tried
it's
that.
Like that, but you just put a chinchilla in it and they just go shoom.
Yeah, I tried that. It turns out they don't do very well on
corners.
They
do not do very well on corners, no.
So
or indeed,
if a chinchilla shows up and it's red.
Or indeed in a vacuum tube where they suffocate. Yeah. Oh, goodness.
That's fine.
Here, Think of the Children, we're against animal cruelty, of course.
Yes. Unless it's chinchillas.
Unless it's chinchillas. Fuck chinchillas. If this episode of Think of the Children is being played back in a court of law, just real quick, no, don't fuck chinchillas. I love them. I like them very
Plot
much.
Plot twist. The reason why I'm speaking past tense is because we have to do this. We're in prison right now for being arrested for fucking chinchillas.
We've been arrested for chinchilla murder. Oh, no.
I imagine if you did try to fucking chinchilla with a human cock, it would probably die.
Whoa, okay. I said chinchilla murder, and then you tried to fuck it to death. So I'm just... You took it.
I'm just saying, like,
you took it. You took us there. I mean, you're right, but you took us there. Like,
we have a
Jesus.
Podcast that regularly calls for the murder of children, and you're going
to
call me out on
I
fucking
don't
chinchillas
murder,
to death.
We don't, like, we tacitly endorse the accidental death of children at worst.
I'm just hypothetically wondering if you could kill a chinchilla by fucking it.
You definitely could, there's no question. Even my tiny penis could kill a chinchilla by fucking it. It's like a little furry fleshlight. It's horrible. So thank you so much for listening to our show. We're sorry.
This is the end of the podcast.
This is the end of the podcast forever. Thank you.
We do this at least once a month.
At least
the podcast just ends.
Yeah, just ends. End the podcast. So just a heads up. I went to a gig last night. So my throat is fucked. You can't hear it in my voice, but I assure you, it hurts so much. Oh, so much. It hurts very much. So Jay, you're probably going to have to do the majority of the talking for this one.
That's a problem because I don't really talk a lot.
That is true, except for all the times where you do.
Yeah, I'm actually famous for talking.
It's true. Well, Jay, I hate to be that guy. You're literally known for talking on the internet. Like, that's literally what you're known
for. That is true. Online. Earlier today, I said something funny, and they were like, that's funny. I was like, well, I am a comedian by trade. And then I paused, and my friend went, yeah, you are. Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you are. Like, I know. I do that same thing. Someone says to me, oh, you should be a comedian. I'm like, oh, yeah, I am. We're like, wait, yeah, I am. Fuck. Like, it's the whole thing. Like, this is our job. This is our, like, not job, but, like, you know.
I was going to say, where's the money?
What do you mean we get paid? What do you mean, where's the money? It's $10 a month, man.
Then where's my fucking half of that $10?
Well, it gets put on the fucking server fees. What do you want me to tell you? I need to cash out the Patreon, actually. I forgot to do it. I keep forgetting to do that.
Stupid prick.
I am a stupid prick. That is very true. But you know who isn't a stupid prick? The listeners for tuning into this good podcast.
Good.
It's a good podcast. Anyway.
Good in air quotes.
Good in massive, massive fucking air quotes. People at work keep telling me they listen to it, and they're like, it's really funny. I'm like, don't fucking stand there and lie to me, you bastard. Like,
somebody said, think of the children. I was like, no, don't think of the children. Just don't.
People say, people at work say, oh, when things are going a bit wrong, people will turn to me and say, oh, think of the children. I'm like, it's a good joke. It's the name of the show I do. Fuck off and die.
I'm really glad that they listened to that. To the show now, seriously.
Hey, everybody, listen to our show. I'd just fuck off and die.
Hey, all our fans, fuck you. Get in the seat. No, we love you. Please don't. You are my lifeblood.
I'm impartial.
We've had this conversation about how much you hate the fans before. No, we're doing... It's going well. So I'm a little bit fucked in the throat. In the throatal region. But otherwise, you know, the show must go on. So, Jay, shall we do the thing we have to do?
Would you describe yourself as having been recently throat-fucked?
By myself, sonically, yes. Oh, fuck, never mind. I've been sonically fucked in the mouth. Yes, that's right. Sonic the Hedgehog fucked my mouth. That's on audio.
Could you kill a hedgehog by fucking it with a human penis?
Definitely. Oh, definitely, dog. Hey, welcome to Think of the Children, the show where we say, which small rats could you fuck to death? The answer is all of them. Spoilers. This is episode 36, my dudes.
I'm going to start macking on a Master Splinter so we can find out the fucking five arrows on that story.
Master Splinter is the final boss of rat fucking, right? Like, he's like the one at the end.
He's like, you must seduce me to win. And you're like, I've fucked many other rats.
Should we do TMNT, actually?
Yeah.
Like, that's a good point. We
make it The
TMNT.
Bachelor, but
you've got it so early, Jay. You've done it. You make it The Bachelor, so...
No, we're just mutant creatures we find in the sewer.
Okay, so no, I'm thinking like... slight addendum. It's The Bachelorette. So April O'Neil is The Bachelorette and the Turtles are The Bachelors. And they will have to try and impress her by taking her on dates. But obviously they only know about pizza places and martial arts. So...
Like Raphael, it cuts to him, like his date, and he's just like, we're gonna do a sparring match. He's like, oh, okay, like thinking it's gonna be really, like, you know, a lot of throws and shit. And then he just starts like punching right in the mouth.
And then just like gets his sigh out and just starts fucking going for stabs. And she's there with like the body armor, like, Raph, stop, please. You're not gonna get a rose like this. Like, she can't fuck the rose!
Splinter's like, here's a Nodachi. She's like, I can't lift that sword. It's like the size of my entire body. He's like, no, it's fine. And she's like, I can't lift the sword. There's a sigh in my kidney.
How big is a Nodachi anyway?
Nodachis are like great swords.
They're big fucking swords, right? They're like big boys.
Well, the biggest sword I think that was ever wielded in actual combat was
the
about
Buster,
6 feet.
The Buster sword from Final Fantasy VII, yes, I agree.
It was about the same like length as that, but not about the same thing. It was like 7 feet, I think it was.
Yeah, it's huge. It's bigger than me. That's a big old sword. Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know if the Nodachi was that big. I don't think it really matters, but I want to know anyway. But carry on, yes. How could we continue while I'm looking this up?
I just really like the idea of sort of like, you know, so that would be, so Rasta is like a combat thing. Donatello, he's like the nerd. He's like the hot, sensitive nerd. Of all the turtles, I'd fuck Donatello, just a heads up.
See, I would fuck Mikey because he seems like he's quite fun.
He's a chill dude, yeah, and he's probably into like weird roleplay and shit.
Okay.
This podcast, could we just like, take a short sort of like sidebar? This podcast is like incredibly horny on main. Like,
think of the thirst.
What?
I don't know. Think of the first. I was trying to do it.
Oh, first. T-H-I. Oh, okay. Yes. I thought you said first as in, like, the numerical. Like, think of the first. I'm like, what?
Speaking of numbers, apparently to qualify as an Odachi, the sword in question would have to have a blade length of around 3 shaku or 90.9 centimeters. So it'd have to be about a meter.
Yeah, that's a big old sword.
That's a pretty beefy sword. But that's shorter than I thought it would be. But oh well.
It's a pretty large sword.
It's a pretty large sword.
As swords go.
I wish I had a 3 shaku long sword.
I wish I had a 3 shaku long sword to kill myself with. Ha 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 ha.
I was talking about a penis.
I wasn't.
Could you kill a rat by fucking someone with a 3 shaku long penis? Well, no. Alternatively, could a rat kill you if it fucked you with a 3 shaku long penis?
Okay, so
that's the real thing.
That's a good question. If a rat's dick was the size of a horse dick, could it kill you? The image I have in my head right now is very disturbing.
If an ant's penis was the same size as its strength proportional to its size, could it kill a man?
Let's focus on Ninja Turtles because we're getting kind of distracted. I like this idea that it's the Bachelor.
Very focused on Ninja Turtles right now.
I like the idea that it's the Bachelor. So Donnie's is like they go watch a movie and then like the Foot Clan attacks and then they go for pizza after they beat up the Foot Clan. But Donatello's like, you know, a nice guy. So he's like, you know, he's sort of like, is that in character for Donnie?
I like to imagine, I don't know, we could put a weird spin on this, where I like to imagine that, like, it's a few years on, like, TMT, like, they're like, out in the world, and they're, like, celebrities now, but, like, because of their personalities, I feel like Donatello's the only one who really develops social skills.
Yeah, true.
So Mikey's just a party animal, but, like, he's just, like, overly compensating. Raphael clearly has some kind of anger problems.
For sure.
And Leonardo is clearly a weeb.
Oh, yeah. He's just a massive neat.
Like, so, it's just... And then, like, Donatello's the only one who, like... He went to, like, conventions. He learned, like, some social skills. So he's like, oh, yeah, cool. Like, I'm just... He's just the most normal... Because he's the most vanilla one.
And this is why I love him. And I want him to be my boyfriend.
So, like, he's the most human. So he probably knows, like, every season, because we bring this back repeatedly. She's like, I'm still married to Donatello. Like, yep, we married four seasons. And it eventually just dissolves into, it's just Leonardo, Michelangelo, and Raphael being so bitter about not being able to fuck, you know, April O'Neil with their turtle dicks, that they just start trying to kill them.
Oh, okay.
And it's
so
more and more dramatic.
Then it becomes like a really weird sort of like assassination game show where we follow the turtles trying to kill their brother. Here's the thing.
Well, obviously because they're like older now, so they've like they're all fat and shit.
Yeah. Here's the thing. They're the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We never see them jack it. Do you think they jack it? I think they jack it.
The real question is, with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, as asked by Aaron Piper famously on the 26th of February, was, Where are all the jacking at?
Where all that jacking?
Where is all the masturbation in my turtle?
Donatello would get it. I'm just saying, like he's got fucking.
Like I had honestly no idea that you felt this way.
He's got a bow staff. He's got a hot piece. A hot piece of ass.
I always thought, like watching that show, like the bow staff is the shittest weapon. Like they're going up against samurai, and he's like, "I've got a tree branch."
It's a perfectly balanced tree branch.
That doesn't matter, it's fucking wood.
Yeah.
If somebody was like, you're going to go up against the mountain from Game of Thrones, here's a walking stick. I'd be like, fuck
it's
off.
It's not a walking stick. It's a piece of wood that's like been made for combat, Jay.
Yeah, but dude, they also use that same exact design for fucking walking sticks.
I mean, you're not wrong, but that's like besides the point.
Yeah, you're not wrong, but that doesn't mean you're right.
You're not wrong, but also what you're saying invalidates what I'm saying, so therefore you are wrong, so fuck you.
All right, Donald Trump.
Should we move on from the very sexy Ninja Turtles?
I think you haven't moved on from Donatello.
I haven't.
You need to address.
He's my favorite. I like him. I swear he was voiced by Sam Riegel in one of the iterations.
Probably. There's been a lot of iterations. My favorite was always Leonardo because he was like I liked that he had two swords.
Two blades of Japanese folded steel.
Yeah, which is inferior steel because that was why they were folded so many times.
Yeah.
Which I love to just think about all the sad weebs on the internet. Like, oh, you have a katana. I'm like, yeah, dude, they look cool, but they're pretty fucking shit swords compared to a good old broadsword.
He's the tallest turtle.
Who, Donatello?
Yeah, and he's also April O'Neil's best friend.
Oh, man, that's depressing.
No, that because they love each other.
I mean, yeah, but they ain't fucking.
Yeah, they might be fucking. You don't know. You don't know what they...
I do know.
You don't know what I...
There is another
You don't
way.
Know what they get up to.
With the hulking man that was Casey... That she is fucking.
Okay, no, to be fair, Casey is like right there, huh?
Yeah, he's got the cool mask. He's got a sexy New York accent. He's got an accent, even.
you know.
He just, like, you can't win.
My brain, for some reason, I stopped myself from saying Casey's last name because I thought it was Kasem for some reason, but that's
Casey
a world-famous radio host and the voice of Shaggy.
No, it's Casey Jones. It's Casey Jones, my man.
That was it. Yeah.
Let's move on from tier.
Hey, my name's Casey Jones.
Hey, I'm Casey Jones.
I fuck April with my hockey stick, dog.
If you fuck somebody with a hockey stick, they die.
Do you know he's voiced by Josh Peck in the reboot? That's funny.
What the fuck? Oh, wait, the new...
Yeah,
like,
the
3D
animated one. He's voiced by Josh
Peck.
That
one... That's fair enough. That one was weird.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad, though.
I heard it was good. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
Have you got any, or do you want me to scour the...
I had an idea, actually, because I forgot about this, because I found the Adventures of Rupert Bear.
Rupert Bear is a little bitch, but I know what... Are you looking at the Jedi Paradise? Okay, are you looking at the Jedi Paradise link for it or something?
Yeah, but I saw it and I was like, shit, because I think either my mum or someone in my family had like an old Rupert the Bear, like.
Yeah, my mother does as well. Someone in my family has a Rupert somewhere.
Yeah, it was not a very like thing, and Paddington as well. They're kind of from the same.
Yeah, but Paddington wasn't shit like Rupert is.
Yeah, but you say that like Rupert Bear's kind of a bitch.
He's a massive chode.
So the thing is, we do, like, on the show, we do a lot of stuff where, like, you know, it's very conventional. Like, we're just redoing it as a TV show or a game or a game show. Mm-hmm. What if we just do an event where it's just Rupert Bear boxing Paddington?
The tickets like that, the tickets for that would sell out in minutes.
Oh my God, can you imagine
this idea.
It's so cute.
Oh, that's amazing. Fuck. So...
But we just, it's like an MMA fight. So it's like super
It's
brutal.
An MMA fight of Paddington and fucking... I like this idea, but I'm going to expand on it just slightly, if that's all right.
Go for it.
Bears, for some reason, are very popular within British pop culture. I had this conversation with Eamon on the episode of One Letter Better that I did. Go check out that podcast. It's very good. Bears are very sort of like ingrained in British pop culture. We've got like Super Ted, Pooh Bear, this fucker, Paddington. So I'm thinking, let's create like a bear wrestling federation.
No, because the thing is, it's got to be... They're kids. It's got to be brutal, man, to ruin.
Yeah, you've seen... Yeah, but like the WWE is brutal enough for kids.
No, dude, not compared to MMA.
No, I know, but like, yeah, I know. I'm not some punk ass Mark J. I know that wrestling isn't real, but it's good entertainment. So, like, that's what I'm thinking. We get like a cast of bear characters to fight to the death in the ring.
Oh well, then it's not wrestling, is it? It's to the death.
Well, they're not real bears, Jay. I don't know what you want to tell
Listen,
you.
I just can't get off unless it's real combat, Owen.
It's a good job. It's a good job. Not everything we create is designed to get you off. Then.
Oh.
What did you think this podcast was?
Well, I mean, obviously not that, because half the shows we have children in them, and that's disgusting. But some of the other shows, I was a bit like, oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, I'm getting... Okay, I'm pitching a tent, let's go.
Like, I like the idea of, like, April O'Neil fucking a turtle.
I mean, I do like the idea of April O'Neil. I want to get fucked by a turtle.
Isn't there a porn star called April O'Neil?
Probably, but of course you'd know that, because you're a filthy, filthy pervert.
I am a degenerate.
You watch a lot of porn. Like, more than I do, which is...
I would, okay.
You probably watch more porn than me, and that's saying
no,
something.
Yeah. I looked up April O'Neil, and the first thing that came up was stage name of pornographic actress.
Delightful.
So
Rupert basically did nothing. His whole deal is that he went and occasionally did things, but it wasn't very exciting.
Sounds like a lot of British television, to be
honest. Yeah, he goes on quote-unquote adventures, but there's episodes such as Rupert and the Old Hat. Exciting. Okay. Rupert and the Snowman. Ooh.
Oh.
Sorry. Rupert and the Gooseberry Fool.
Okay, well, we have to have a couple spin-offs because we're already on this vein. There's just porn parodies.
The Gooseberry Fool is... phenomenal. I love that. Holy shit. That's amazing. The Gooseberry Fool. It's the...
I am the
Gooseberry Fool! The Prince of Gooseberries! Yes! If you want to gooseberry, you must solve my riddles 3, Rupert. You must solve them. I love...
This is the new character that's going to appear on Not Saving the Rose.
I love him.
And I guarantee you that even though Fang is supposedly very relaxed, I will beat the shit out of him.
Fang will be filled with exactly the right amount of energy to murder the gooseberry fool.
Suddenly, warping through time and space, Fang will be replaced by a 6-foot-tall, skinny, bearded man who's just like, fucking Rupert and this goddamn gooseberry bitch!
And I'll just like pull out a bat and just start fucking him up.
I, the gooseberry fool, cannot be damaged by your conventional weaponry.
What about this ant I designed with a dick the same size as its relative strength to its size?
Yes.
Don't do that.
A gooseberry pervert. And then he fucks it.
Anyway, so my other idea is that obviously moving past all this, because if we keep talking about this,
I cannot move past the gooseberry fool. He will be a part of the podcast now. He's going to be part
This has been Think of the Children. It's never coming back ever again, and there will be a new podcast called Owen and Why the Gooseberry Fool Sucks, which will just be me going fucking ass for about an hour every week.
An hour a week for 150 episodes.
Yes, but my other idea was that adding on to this, like, this league you've got, because Rupert Berry is so shit, everybody loves an underdog story, right? So we, after this has all gone on, we just do a documentary of, like, after years of him losing these fights, and then we have it at the end where we convince him, like, he's convinced, like, behind the scenes that he's going to go up for a new fight, and then the tragedy ends perfectly because Winnie the Pooh just beats him to
death. I think Rupert should get trained by the bear from The Revenant. Just fucking gets like swole af, but then like Pooh Bear's there and he's been like doing crunches with Piglet and shit, and like he's also very muscly and beefy, and then they fight and then they fuck.
I mean, yeah. But fucking's the way we always go. I like the idea of the underdog.
Yeah, no, yours is bad. But I just
there's no like.
I just wanted to say that the Rupert Bear gets trained by the bear from The Revenant. I just think that's a very good.
Yeah, no, we can still do that. Like, we sponsor his like comeback, and then like it's all hyped up. But we both know that like we line Pooh Bear's gloves with lead and give him steroids. Like, it's completely stacked against Rupert Bear.
Oh, for sure. Fun fact, fellas, if you search for strong bears on Google and then go into the images, you see a lot, I mean a lot, of very hairy men.
I want to see this.
Well, I say a lot, there's about four. But obviously bear is oh my god, Jay, I found something incredible.
This is a very handsome man.
Yeah, no, this is incredible. This, oh my days. So this is a book called Big Strong Bears. It's part of a book series called Soldier Bears. There's Big Bad Bear, Big Sexy Bear, and Big Strong Bear.
Oh my god!
And
what?
It's an erotica, I think.
Is it by Terry Bowles?
Yeah, dog.
Which is the perfect name for somebody to write this side of book.
I'm gonna hit the Amazon Look Inside link. This is incredible.
He's strong, he's dangerous, and he'll battle through hell itself if it means getting back
to
his
mate.
Wait,
is the whole book just free in here? I hope not.
It's £1.29 for a Kindle.
This book contains a deluxe sample of 2 chapters and another book in the back as a bonus for readers. Big Strong Bear is a full-length novella. Where's the fucking? Help me find the fucking.
Oh my god, like the fucking plot synopsis, dude.
Cassie felt herself tremble as she followed John into the cold, silent house. He flicked on a light that lit the living room and gestured for her to take a seat across the couch. And he sank into a plush chair, and then a bear jumped through the fucking window and eviscerated them both, for he is the big strong bear.
Okay, I'm
sorry,
need to
read Terry Boldrider has written many different books about various different sexy animal men. This is incredible.
It's just this review is great. Like, this person is so happy. I like this, because this other review is titled Good Bear Shifter Story. Which, like, fuck it, like, is that a genre? Like, bear shifting?
Apparently.
But the other thing is like, this fucking, I just love, like, this is just, I don't know if this is, like, somebody pretending to just be, like, to do their best impression of an isekai fucking light novel. Because it's like, his name is Zeus, okay. And for years, he brought the thunder as an elite special forces squad leader and undercover bear shifter. Now that he's out of the service and living quietly in the woods above a remote mountain town, he has just one mission left. Win over the heart of the curvy waitress that his bear knows is his mate. That his bear... What? Is the bear separate? Is the bear gonna fuck a man? Fuck a man?
Fuck a man or fuck a man up. Who knows?
T- Too bad Zeus knows more about combat than dating, okay? And he hasn't yet managed to ask, is he Solid Snake? Has he lived his entire life as a soldier? It's like, what the fuck?
There's a review here from Barb on Big Strong Bear. From Barb. Thank you, Barb. And this is one of those don't-want-to-miss kind of books. Handsome, dangerous, sexy, bears and cross soldiers all rolled into three incredible men. Each has found and won his lady love. Two have bonded forever over treacherous odds. One is fighting an inner war with himself, oh, Dr. Scars of War, that have left him feeling unworthy of the women waiting for him to come home to finally claim her as his mate. Gotta read this one. Thanks, Barb, you fucking perv.
Okay,
middle-aged women in the Bible Belt are weird and sexually repressed, and I don't like it.
Big bad. This review is titled "Big Bad Bear Does Nothing for Zeus. He's all powerful. Worship Zeus, the new god, the Bear Man soldier. No one messes with Zeus woman. No one messes with Zeus. Period. One. She is the reason he's alive. His own being, and no one will stop that or take that away from him. So when the Red Devils, the communists, decide that they want to get her, they came across the wrong man this time. When I say I meant whatever they were. They were no match for his bear. Zeus is his name, and he is the best there is. He would do whatever it takes to protect her, even given his own life.
From what I can understand, this series of books, which I'm going to purchase now in a box set, is...
Can we stream us reading them, please?
Yeah, of course we can, dog. From what I can tell, this series of books is the Greek gods Zeus, Ares, and Hades are bear shifters. And they want to fuck very bad. This is amazing. Fuck me. The reviews that mention Terry Bullrider, Big Sexy, Sexy Bear, Side of the Road, Little Boy. Winner, winner. I love to have this bear at dinner. Wonderful, fun, and sexy addition to the series. Ms. Bullrider has outdone it again. I love these three comrades in arms. Zeus's story was wonderful. I'm just trying to find... I found this sunny, lovable bear with the wounded core to be one sexy baby bear. You perverts. The lot of you. Perverts.
I gotta respect how body positive it is, because all of these women are described as curvy. So, I mean, like, one takeaway, like, it's clearly showing, like, you could be beautiful no matter your body type.
Unless you could transform into a bear, you're not sexy. Sorry.
Because, like, honestly, that's fine. But I do love that the second book is set in a tiny town called Bearstone Village, which, you know... That's just good. Can we start a new show where we just review terrible books?
Oh, of course we can, my man. Of course we can. It's not like, I've already got enough on my plate to edit, but fuck it, let's do it.
Oh my god, there's another season. There's another series. There's the Bearhaven books.
There's four of them. There's so fucking many. There's Bearhaven, right? Then there's one about mountain lions, BBW Paranormal Romance Bearhaven Season 4. That reads like a porn title. No, sorry, I just found Daddy Dragon Guardians. So we have to. That's it, Jay. It's done.
Collection book. These are physical books.
I know.
Some company published these.
108 customer reviews. Why?
I gotta read. It's just
okay. We need to move on because we're getting very sort of like caught up in this now, and we need to. This has been like a good 10 minutes of the show. We need to move on.
Okay.
So Rupert Bear fucks. Okay, good. End of. Let's move on to another one. I've got one here from a friend of the show, Ismay Hutton. Thank you, Ismay, so much for your suggestions and being a very good person. Thank you. They suggest Ranger Rick. Fuck. Google Ranger Rick and then look him in the cold, dead eyes and then tell me how much he scares you.
Oh, I've got something we could ruin. I don't know if we want to do it, though, because it's very specific.
Yeah.
And niche.
Can we do Ismay's good suggestion first? He's a raccoon that's a park ranger, and I love him.
Okay, yeah. So
if you fuck this thing, will it die? This is the main question.
But, okay, no, hear me out, okay, because I don't want to be crude. But if you had an ant with a dick the same size as the relative strength of his body and it fucked Ranger Rick, would the ant die?
We ask the hard-hitting questions here on Think of the Children.
I gotta know the answers to this question, man. It's tearing me up inside.
I don't know, dog. Don't know why. I'm gonna send you an image of Ranger Rick and just like look at the raw sexual energy that this image has.
Okay. I don't know if I
you
want.
You do want. Here we go. Like, this raccoon fucks. Let's not pretend that he doesn't.
Nothing in that image would say. He doesn't even have genitals.
Sorry, Jay. I forgot. It's all about titillation. Sexuality is more than just showing.
You want to talk about sexual energy? Just talk about the fact that I clicked on staff chat instead of the drawing board and I just came face to face with the dragons again.
Yeah, that's pornography. This is erotica. This is very different. Okay, I'll put this on Twitter and I will ask the audience how sexy they find it.
Audience, you need to answer yourselves a question. If if Ranger Rick...
If you fuck Ranger Rick, do you want to die? Yes or no?
No. If Ranger Rick had a dick the same size as an ant's relative strength to its size and it fucked Owen, would I die? Because I want to right now.
I'm going to put this on Twitter. Does this image have sexual energy? Yes or no?
I can't wait to stop recording and check my phone and have Hannah be like, "What the fuck are you talking about?
What are you
on this goddamn show?
What are you doing?" Can I attach a poll to it? I can't. Fuck. Okay. Let me know, Twitter. I've just tweeted that. Hopefully, we'll get some reactions rolling in during the show. But Ranger, yeah, he fucks for sure. So,
well, yeah, he's an animal.
Yeah, but he's a children's character. Like, oh, what are you gonna say? You're gonna tell me that Mario fucks now?
Yeah.
You're gonna tell me that Sonic fucks? Because Sonic definitely fucks. I've seen the porn.
We all know who. Okay. Is a question. Who out of all the women in Sonic do you think he fucks the most regularly?
Wait, who are we talking about?
Because he's got to fuck them all. Sonic.
No, we need to focus on Ranger Rick, Jay. We need to fucking ruin Ranger Rick before we can talk about Sonic's sexual exploits.
Okay, out of all of the women in the Sonic franchise, who do you think Ranger Rick would fuck the hardest?
Rouge the Bat, no question. Next. Rouge got them big old bat biddies. What are you on about?
Good old bat titties.
Rouge got them big old biddies. He's a sexy bat. What you on about? So here's what we do. So we put Ranger Rick in the Sonic universe, and we just make him Sonic, let's go save the forest, and then fuck. He's obsessed with fucking.
We can make it a really uncomfortable gay romance series where it turns out that Ranger Rick was never gay. He was just using Sonic to get close to Amy or Rouge the Bat so he could fuck him with their big old bat titties.
Yeah, Amy Rose the Hedgehog with her big old bat titties.
Yes, we'll redo it. Well, they redesign people all the time. Last time they added tape, and now we're adding bat titties.
Every character gets Rouge's tits.
Every character. I know, but not even where boobs would normally be.
Just on
everywhere.
Their body somewhere.
Like randomly. Sonic, what's that on your eyelid? Is that like a skin tag? No, it's a pair of bat titties.
It's Rouge the Bat's titties. We all have them now. It's the new Sega redesign.
We are, yeah.
Here's my
Welcome
new friend Ranger Rick. Look at his erection. Look at his raccoon erection.
Oh, and I swear.
Do raccoons get erections?
Discord in the future. I mean, they've got to, surely.
I'm going to Google raccoon erections.
Do they get the red rocket penis?
That's what I mean. Do they get raccoon erection? It's a baculum.
A what? Is it a do raccoons have a cloaca?
No, they have a baculum. A baculum. It's like the red... It's a bone... It's the penis bone. It's a bone found in the penis of many placental mammals. It's not in the human penis.
I can tell you that.
But it's like a bone in the dick.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you feel a bone in any penis you encounter, attached or not, go to the doctor.
Here's a raccoon penis bone. I'm gonna just send this to you now.
Please don't.
I'm gonna put it in here now. And imagine this. Imagine this image on Ranger Rick. Imagine this on Ranger Rick. Imagine this penis bone. On Ranger Rick. It's very good. There we go. That's the raccoon penis bone.
Can we just get this out of the way? Can we just call this episode Animal Dicks?
we are now.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It looks like half a wishbone.
It can be used to... You can use it.
I don't
want to
know.
You can use it to determine the age of the animal, like the rings of a tree. This is amazing. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, dude. How old is this raccoon? I don't know, Tim. Let's cut its cock off and find out.
It's dead. Let's cut its dick off and find out. Oh look.
Dave, I really don't want to come to fucking bachelor parties with you anymore.
So there we go. We give Ranger Rick a very, very long, thick baculum. And put him in the Sonic universe, and also a pair of bat tits. And that's
to indicate his age. Now that we've ruined Ranger Rick, can you answer my question?
What was your question?
Out of all the characters in the Sonic harem,
Sonic. There's only about four female Sonic characters,
dude. Like on your average anime, there's only about four girls. That's fine.
There's Cream. the rabbit, which is like a command.
I'm gonna have to Google these because
cream
of these,
the rabbit.
Creamer. I don't know half of these characters.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, I do. I'm fairly familiar with the Sonic canon.
Cream the Rabbit Sonic X. Do I want to Google this? Sure. Why
no,
not?
Just
I know this one. But yes, yeah. So I think as an extra spin-off, a little side bonus to whatever we did with Sonic, we just remake it as a harem anime.
Yeah, for sure. Sonic is a harem anime now.
I would watch that.
It's top 10 sexiest Sonic girls, and that's an image with Sonya from Sonic Underground's legs are spread.
I had never brought us down.
It's not something
this.
I need to see today. This is entirely your fault. I want you to be aware.
I'm going
of
back
this.
To Big Strong Bear.
Female Sonic,
Bear.
Female Sonic character X male reader. Let's go, champ.
I'm gonna go back to Big Strong Bear.
Male reader.
I want to go back to
male reader X Sonic character. Oh, there's a raccoon in it.
It's Ranger Rick. They've done it. They've done it.
There's Femme Metal Sonic X male reader.
Femme Metal Sonic.
I saw your ad and I was looking to see if the position was still open. You said. An intercom next to you emitted a static noise. Position? Oh yeah, come in. You assume that to be Dr. Eggman. Clean the toilets.
Please.
You become a lab assistant. Team Sonic. Metal Sonic. You fuck
Team
the...
Team Sonic.
You do something. You want to fuck Eggman? Wait, what? No. Possible reason, sexual frustration. Metal Sonic racked his database to find the answer to how to fix this issue. and then you fuck him. Oh, God. The chest plate appears to have been replaced with another model that had been modified to have... breasts...
breasts is never something you want to read whenever you read anything. But the real question is if Metal Sonic had a dick proportional to Owen's strength relative to his size, would I really want to move on, please? Yes.
Oh, that's Metal Sonic's pussy and asshole. Right, let's move on. I don't want to do this anymore. Let's go to the middle part, away from the Sonic pussy asshole shit. What is this podcast?
Owen, come on. Let's just go into the other room.
Okay.
And go to the ad room.
Please bleach my eyes out. Thank you.
Okay. Cowing around, crashing the store, stomping about.
Stamping the crop, knocking the swords. Ah, fuck, it burns! Ah, Jesus! God bless! Ah, thank you. Thank you for this wonderful gift of blindness.
It's okay.
I never have to look at that Sonic pussy again.
I'm glad that I blinded you because I forgot that as a joke I decorated this room with Sonic. Metal Sonic's pussy.
It's
and
a good
asshole.
Job I don't ever have to see it because now I'm blind.
It's a good thing you don't have half a face at this point. I lied. It
I mean,
bleach.
Anything's an improvement.
It was pure gonorrhea that I got from Metal Sonic's pussy and asshole.
I got from letting Metal Sonic sit on my
face. I didn't get it.
Robot gonorrhea.
I paid somebody else to. It was one of the chinchillas.
We genetically modify one of the chinchillas to fuck Metal Sonic.
I'm bringing all these jokes full circle, man. I'm killing it.
You're
tonight.
Doing well. I mean, it's very this is the horniest episode of our podcast. And
that's not because the thing is, I'm not horny. You're the one who keeps bringing up animal.
But the
dick.
Thing is, every single week, I say this is the horniest episode. How much hornier can we get? And it turns out it's this one. This is it. We've jumped the shark of horniness. We've jumped the horny
this...
shark.
Well, you'll know that this episode, if it's not called anime dick, no, animal dick,
animal.
I'm going to quit the podcast.
Yeah, I'll call it animal dick, don't worry. You know what, but you know what else? Because in the animal...
Doesn't have animal dick in it.
In the animal kingdom, lions eat the dick first. Hey, Schlurp doesn't have animal penis in its food, but it does have delicious flavour. Which is not derived from animal dick. Hey, Schlurp, anytime you want to pull these adverts, you just let me know. It's a shop located in Lisbon.
And they assert their dominance in other ways besides eating the animal dick first.
Yeah, for sure. It's in Lisbon Street. It's a dessert store. It has good stuff that can help you in your life.
But Owen,
I can never look. I can never look upon them again because, as we've now established, I am now blind.
But Owen, do you know how they assert their dominance over their fellow creatures, animals, men?
Putting they dick in the cup.
No, I was going to say they offer you a 10% discount when you mention either of our podcasts that we do.
A whole 10%? Wowzers.
Yeah, that's a whole 10%. I really hope that's what it is.
Tanya, don't.
Okay, cool. Then yes, a 10% discount.
That's incredible. A whole 10%. Wow.
Yes, you learn that from me with no qualification whatsoever.
With the fact that England is going to become a third world country in exactly 4 weeks, that's good to know.
I thought they delayed it.
I probably have. I wouldn't be surprised. So yeah, you can go and do that. Go to Slurp. They have good shit.
Topical.
It's great.
If you like to use twitter.com, which is a website that you use to follow people and listen to their stream of thoughts, you can go over there and follow us. We have a Twitter. It's good. It's at TOTCcast. You can follow us there for all the good shit that we put up every so often. If you follow us, you got a chance to get a shout out on the show and be named my best friend for the next 7 days, usually. Last episode went up on a Saturday, so I feel like I gypped Christy. But here we go. My best friend this week, Jay. My best friend this week is at Meg Never Sleeps. Meg on Twitter. She's a very good friend of mine and is a big supporter of our show. Love you, Meg. You do good things. And you're my best friend for the week. I think that's about everything for this middle portion. Let's go back. You're going to have to be my eyes. Can I get a guide chinchilla?
Yeah.
Are any of the chinchillas still alive? Can you train one to be my guide dog?
Chinchilla Regiment 473, please come to the ad room. But we may want to I'll guide you until they get here so we can just head back to
Okay, let's do that. Okay. What the fuck is that? What have I just walked into? It feels like a resin lifelike statue of Metal Sonic. That's very strange. Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Why is this part fleshy?
Sorry, man.
It's
fine. No question. Let's just go this way.
Aaron. Okay.
Watch out for the other 15 resin models I have. The fuck is this show, man?
I don't know anymore.
Studying for a degree and I'm taking my Tuesday evenings off to do this shit.
Hello, welcome back to the main portion of the podcast. We're going to try and move away from the horny part because the horniness is done. We're done with that for a while. Let's move on to some actual good content. You got any or you want me to give you one?
I found one that I forgot and I don't know why we've never done
it.
Mr. Men.
Oh, that's very good. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, Mr. Man, let's fucking do that. What is it on? It's on generousparadise.com, a wonderful website.
Of course it is.
So Mr. Man are basically a bunch of different men who have one personality trait. So there's Mr. Happy. He is always happy. There is Mr. Snow. He is made of snow. There is Mr. Tickle. He likes to invade your personal space.
Because the thing is, first of all, you can buy Mr. Men t-shirts on this website. But second of all, I love that they've all just got personalities. They've got Mr. Happy, Mr. Silly. But, others are not personalities. They are just, physical traits.
Yeah.
Mr. Jelly. Mr. Snow. Mr. Bounce. What's his personality like? Oh, he bounces. Yeah, but what's he like? He bounces. And then they just turn around. It's just a tennis ball that... Oh, follows you down a hallway.
No, Mr. Jelly is called Mr. Jelly because he's scared.
Well, then call him Mr. Fucking Scared. The fuck are you talking about?
That's a good point.
So I need you to define your personality by using the prefix Mr. and then saying a word that describes personality trait. Well, I get scared all the time.
Mr. Jelly is! Jelly? Wonderful. Let's move on.
Okay. Right.
Mr. Small, get in here. We're defining you by your physical size.
Mr. Chucklefuck, you coming here, please?
So here's my one for Mr. Men.
Chuckle fucking vision, fucking vision.
Here's my one for Mr. Men. How about we make them all swears? So you've got Mr. Fuck and he fucks, and you've got Mr. Shit and he likes to poop.
We are getting away from the horniness.
I did it once. I said fuck one time. Let me finish the joke. You've also got Mr. Bitch who owns many dogs. You've also got Mr. What are other swear words I know? Mr. Bullshit. He is a farmer that deals exclusively in bullshit. And, you've got Mr. Prick, who is a seamstress. And also fucks.
God damn it! I was like, where is it? Where's the other fuck?
Yeah, that could be fun. Because then you can do a list of swear words. This is something I never thought I'd ever have to Google.
See, my other idea was that we just make it so that they're just, like, it's just all set in somebody's head, and they're all just like, Mr. Depression, Mr. Anxiety.
I mean, that's good too.
Mr. That feeling you get when you're waiting for the pain to hit after you stub your toe. Just like loads of really general, vague things.
There's a list of like all the English swear words. I'm like, you know, there's mild, medium, strong, and strongest. Apparently, strong consists of, you know, bell end.
What?
Prick. Twat. Shit. Shit's medium. So are arseholes and balls and, like, munter and feck. Strong consists of beef curtains, blood clat, punani, minge. These are all just different names for vagina.
I have a question. Has anybody who wrote this list ever been to England?
The strongest swear words, by the way, are cunt, fuck, and motherfucker. So.
See, fuck is not really a swear word. It's a sentence enhancer.
Yeah.
But cunt is the best word. You want to shut an argument down, just go, hey man, you're a cunt, and then kick him in the dick.
For sexual insults, most words were rated as strong. There were a few that were mild or medium. Bonk, shack, slapper, and tart. The strong words are bukkake, cocksucker, dildo, jizz, hoe, nonce, slag, slut, wanker, whore, and prick teaser, which is my personal favourite.
Prick teaser.
So here we go, this is it. We've got Mr. Slapper, Mr. Bonk, Mr. Cocksucker.
Mr. Cocksucker?
Mr. Fanny, Mr. Beef Curtains.
And then we play self-insert characters called Mr. Prick Tease and Mr. Chuckle Fuck.
I love it. The expletive Mr. Men. Wonderful. Have you got any more, or do you want me to give you one last one before we?
I can take it down.
I open the fucking mail reader. I'm going to close that. Why do I even have that in a tab?
Why the Quick Draw McGraw Show? What the fuck is that?
Quicker on the draw. You not heard of that?
Quick Draw McGraw.
Quick Draw McGraw.
It's a horse that's. Okay, dude, this show has
a character called
Orgy Doggy and Doggy Daddy.
This is actually very good.
Hold on a minute. There's an episode called Puss and Booty.
Yeah, you get the puss and you get the booty. Okay, so Quick Draw McGraw is also referred to in the Busta Rhymes song So Hardcore and Everything Remains Raw, mostly because I think hardcore and raw rhyme with the word McGraw.
Really?
I assume that's why. The fact that Busta Rhymes has referenced Quick Draw McGraw twice seems to me to say that he only knows a couple of words that rhyme with hardcore and raw.
He seems like a bit of a bore, to be honest.
Yeah. Are you on Rhyme Zone right now, aren't you?
No, I just like have been waiting to use that one for about 2 minutes.
So Quick Draw McGraw is an idiot, but he has a gun and he shoots it fast. How does he shoot a gun with hooves?
I don't know. Magic. He's Harry Potter.
Okay, well.
That's like his whole character trait is he's Harry Potter now.
Okay, so he's a horse. He's a cowboy horse, basically.
Yep.
How do we ruin this? How can we ruin this, man?
We could turn it into like a murder mystery where it's like Agatha Christie levels of like in-depth. It's really like dramatic. Like there's loads of things working horses. But it turns out in the end that the actual murderer was... Quick Draw McGraw the horse.
But it's a realistic horse and it's got like a gun like sellotape to the side of it.
Yeah, but like no. Like, even better, it has like one like bad leg that is always slightly out of camera, like slightly out of sight in the shot. And then the final reveal, it like brings it forward. It's just got a human hand.
Oh, like, oh no! Oh no, I hate it. I hate that. Why would you make me think? I hate that more than the Sonic pussy. Why would you make me think about a horse with hands? They're already so powerful.
They're already so powerful.
Yeah, they're already very powerful animals. I think, right, and this is, and that's good, horses. But if you cut off, if you don't have the leg of the horse's arm is a gun. It's just a shotgun that he has as his arm. So he's like, just hold up, motherfucker. I'm Quick Draw McGraw. My arm's a gun. I'm like Mega Man, but horse. Give me all your money, because I'm a bank robber now. Apparently,
I don't really know if we can do anything with Quick Draw McGraw.
We just did. We gave him hands, and it made me very, very visibly upset.
It also reminded me of this image I saw on Facebook the other day that had like this really like edited human face. So it looked. I'll try and find it because it's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. But I'm also on my own in my house at the moment, and I keep catching like the fact that my door is slightly open, and I keep almost shitting myself. And I would like to not have that problem anymore.
We've probably got time for one more real quick. Or do you want to just wrap it up? Because we are kind of rapidly running out of time.
Yeah, let's just wrap it up because I think we've got everything.
I think we got everything. This was a good episode. It was very strange. But we'll in the final issue of Exit Stage Left for Snagglepuss Chronicles, by the way, it turns out that Quick Draw McGraw was in a homosexual relationship with Huckleberry Hound. So there's that. That's nice.
I'm sorry. Could you reiterate that for me?
The
Please.
Dog is in a homosexual relationship with a horse. What more do you want?
That's fine. Yeah, I was just making sure. I'm really glad that we've really nailed representation. I'm not going to lie. I feel like that's the best I've ever seen.
Thank you so much for listening to our program. It's called
Fuck Soldier 76. We got a gay horse and a gay dog fucking. Love
thank
it.
Thank you so much for listening to our program. It's called Think of the Children. It's a show that I hate.
Me too.
If you liked our show this week, you can support us in a number of ways. You can go over to twitter.com and give us a follow, like I said, and get, you know, keep up with what we're doing over there, like answering our weird Twitter questions about whether or not pictures of Ranger Rick have horny energy. And if you do follow us, you might get named my best friend, just like Megan was at Megan Ever Sleeps. And that could be you next week. Imagine it. Take a moment to imagine that scenario. Bet you can't wait. Go follow us and it might become reality. If you don't like Twitter, you can use Facebook. You can go to facebook.com to search for TOTCcast. That should get you there. Any other socials are linked on our website, which is totcast.com. Yeah, on there you can find links to all of our social medias, as well as links to the ones for the shows, and as well as a master list that is swiftly being compiled by myself and Ismay. That will be up soon. I don't have a firm date in mind for it, because I don't have a lot of free time to help do this master list, but here we are. I've got better things to do, quite frankly, than to all of our old bad episodes of the podcast. Yeah, it's crazy how, like, it was just bad in the start. Like, thank you all for sticking with us.
Because we've improved so
much. I think we have. Like, we don't just go on random, like, 10, 20-minute long tangents about what video games we've been playing recently anymore. So there's that.
Apart from the bear thing.
But that was content.
I love how you just, like, whenever you don't want to admit something was a waste of time, you call it content.
It was content! We made good content out of that. Tell me that Greek gods transforming into bears to fuck human women is not a good idea.
I'm going to be upset if it is actually Greek gods, because that's a pretty
It is! Sport. It's the Greek gods! It's Zeus, Ares, and Hades!
They're just because they're named the same
no,
thing.
No, they are Greek gods! They are the Greek gods, man, I think.
No, they're not. It doesn't mention that. They're ex-special forces soldiers from America.
Never mind. I thought they were actually the Greek gods. Oh, well. That's significantly made it less interesting. If you want to, like, fund, by the way, my new book series where the Greek gods turn into dolphins to fuck human women, you can go over to our patreon.com link, which is patreon.com/TOTCcast, and give us a monthly donation. It helps support the show, keep us going, keep doing the thing we love to do, and you can join our esteemed patrons, Jelly and Sarah Meaden. Thank you both once again so much for your continued support. We really do appreciate it. If you want to join them, go over to our Patreon. Give them some dollars. If you don't like to do a monthly donation, you can go to our Ko-fi page, which is ko-fi.com/TOTCcast. And it's ko-fi.com/thinkofthechildren, or one word. That's right. And give us a one-time donation. Also, if you want to give us money and get something for it, you can go to our merch page. We don't mention it very often. It's bit.ly/TOTCshop, I think is the link. And you can buy a mug or a t-shirt or something. And that's there. So go and do that if you want to buy some stuff.
Nothing I was just going to say. For the rest of you who listen who don't support us on Patreon, you can blame those two idiots for supporting us.
Yeah, it's their fault. You know. It's their fault. That's the reason. Like,
it's their fault you're listening to an episode called Animal Dicks.
Well, I have to call it Animal Dicks. Yeah. Oh, dear.
Get fucked.
We have another podcast, by the way.
Well, don't, because you might fuck an animal dick.
A raccoon penis bone. We have another program, by the way. It's called Not Saving the Realm. It's a D&D actual play podcast. You can go over there and listen to us play D&D. There'll be a new episode out. Was there one out this week or last week? When did the last one go out?
I honestly do not.
It would have been last week, because I was away this Monday, which was yesterday. Yeah, it was last week. So the next one will be out next week, I think, sometime. The 4th is the skeptical date. I'm going to get ready for that. I doubt it, though. but we'll see. So yeah, go listen to that. It's a good show. We play D&D. I think that's everything. Unless, yeah, you got anything you want to talk about? You want to plug anything?
I have a fantasy series which I swear to God I actually still write. Which is called The Wanderer's Realm. It's just a whole fantasy series. I based it off a D&D, a bunch of D&D characters, and then it became a D&D setting, and then I made it into a whole thing. I've heard it's passable, and that it is in fact written in English. But if you go to bit.ly/wanderersrealm, all one word, no capitals, and wanderer as in moving around, not wanderer as in wandering, which is a very important thing that I need to remember how to do, because I keep saying the other one when I mean the other one, and I write the damn
it's
thing.
Bit.ly, wanderers realm.
Is it? What did I say?
It's bit.ly/wanderersrealm, I think.
So, yeah. Yes, well, you better be, because otherwise you've made me look like an idiot. And frankly, I'm tempted to use the money we make from next week's to restore your eyesight and take you back
don't
into the fucking pussy and
don't
asshole room.
Don't you fucking dare. I will burn this office.
Chinchillas! Bring me the replacement eyes.
Okay, so before we go then, Jay, have you thought of anything to, like, replace weekly advice yet or not?
No.
Okay, listen, have you got...
But I have some advice, which is don't... Stop, guys. Come on. Stop writing fanfiction about fucking Metal Sonic, please.
Or indeed any Sonic character, you filthy
yeah, just...
Pervert.
It's... Like, we are... God made us human for a reason, and that reason was that we should fuck other humans,
I disagree,
dogs.
Because dragons are hot, as so are centaurs, and apparently bears now. Thanks, horny Midwestern mothers.
I'm not saying anything till the end of the show.
With all that said and done, then, my name has been Owen Piper.
I still am waiting for my 30,000 American US dollars in unmarked bills in a briefcase delivered directly to my house, the address of which I will not be giving publicly.
You've been listening to Think of the Children. We got it in one. Thank you all so much for listening.
Animal dicks.
Animal dicks punchline.
Drink the wine. That's fine.
Hello, mortals, and welcome to Half Damage, a Curse of Strahd actual play podcast with a twist like no other. Listen if you dare, for only horror and pain lurk inside.
It seems to be growing lollipops for some reason.
I'm starting to cry. I'm so happy.
No, that's not what can we roll this?
I have stared into the abyss, and the abyss has frosted tips.
That is clearly not what I want. I squeezed to G's, Jerry.
I'm hovering on the doorway of Flavortown.
Jerry, you cut this out right now, or I swear.
Where there was nothing there before, now hangs a lifeless gray body that fixes its dead eyes upon you, or more accurately, fixes your dead eyes upon
no,
you.
No.
That's more like it. Venture in if you think you have the stomach for it. Find Half Damage on all podcast apps or on iTunes under podcasts. I can't wait for you to enter my domain.
Jerry, you're so f***ed.